everyone, to CSD Sunday. Today we come together to celebrate the children, the teachers, the parents, and the volunteers that come every Sunday to help make this child spiritual development a warm, caring, nurturing space where all next generation of our USG members can thrive. So today you will see the joy and the growth that happens through all of these programs, not just joy and growth for children, but joy and growth for the youth, for the adults that are involved. So as Mr. Rogers liked to say, let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
I invite the third and fifth grade class to come forward.
The third, fourth, and fifth grade group for Sunday school was happy to be able to choose who would receive the Sunday plate for a coming month. Our group chose to pick from poverty, animals, or the environment. We chose animals. A group decided by voting from several nonprofit organizations that help animals. PAWS, the SPCA, the Schuylkill Center Wildlife Rehabilitation Clinic, the Live Animal Center at the Academy of Natural Sciences, and the Philadelphia Zoo. We decided to pick the Philadelphia Zoo. The organization helps keep the wildlife animals from dying by giving them medical treatments and checkups. The zoo provides a habitat for all wildlife animals. The zoo also educates people about the animals that might become extinct without human help. Our group decided that the zoo provides all that a wildlife animal needs.
The group will also make a trip to the zoo sometime to see the animals and the environment that is provided there. We are going to nominate the Philly Zoo for Share the Plate sometime soon.
I invite the sixth through eighth grade class to come forward.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you. The sixth to eighth grade CSD class, with direction from teachers Eli Searcy, Brad Flam, Jen Leiby, and myself, explored world religions using the Building Bridges program. And Diana and Duncan are going to fill you in on our year.
We started the year learning about indigenous religions, Eastern philosophy, and our own Unitarian Universalism. Then we explored the major world religions, Catholic, Protestant, Judaism, and Islam. We finished with discussions on humanism, atheism, and cults. We participated in a Unitarian service at USG in the fall. Later class trips included a visit to a synagogue for a Friday evening prayer service, a Catholic church for Mass, and an Episcopal church for Palm Sunday service. And in May, our class had a unique experience with a Native American sweat lodge. It was interesting to discuss these religions, do some crafts, and visit the different faith services.
The different religions all seem to share the UU values of love and caring for others. Our class also did a project so that we could put into practice our principles of learning together and the free search for truth and meaning. Last Sunday, we painted a little library that had been donated to us, and today we are dedicating the little library to USG. You'll find it in the back of the church at the top of the path by the playground. Class members and teachers will fill the library after service today with books for children, teens, and adults. Please help us make it a success by taking and then refilling it with books.
Take a book.
Happy reading.
And now we will hear testimonials from four friends in the community.
Can you hear me? Good. I am Parvati Menon. I taught CSD for third through fifth grades this past year. Well, this year that's ending now. I must confess that I was not excited about, that's putting it very mildly, about taking on this responsibility and really resisted becoming part of the CSD family. You see, I had not spent much time with children for at least a couple of decades, but what an amazing, enlightening, and eye-opening experience it was. The children bring such wisdom, curiosity, and energy all bundled up together that it was fascinating to watch and listen to them. I want to share a few examples. In one lesson, I gave them a task to sit silently for 1 minute. But they couldn't because there was simply too much laughter. And Caleb said, if you let them laugh for 5 whole minutes first, and then ask them to meditate for 5 minutes, that'll work better. So true. I just didn't think of that. Or when Sudan, the last male northern white rhino, died, Micah, who brought the news to the class, wondered out loud, if they knew he was going to die, if they knew he was the last male rhino, why did they not save his? And he didn't finish it. He didn't finish it, in all honesty. And I thought, indeed, how does this keep happening? We had a lesson about bullying, and Sloan said, this is why you should never mix eighth graders with fifth graders. Seems sensible enough, and yet it happened because this was a true story. Nick Bernstein on Talking Really Fast. What's the point of saying things really fast if no one can understand you? Amen, you know? I could go on and on, but we don't have the time. Our children, we think we raise children, but I'm a firm believer in this, so I have to make this pitch. Our children raise us just as much, maybe even more, than we raise them. We could learn so much from our children. Of course, I speak only for myself, but I feel that I benefited more from the children than the children did from me. Maybe we should call it reverse ASD. I hope my story encourages some of you to join CSD next year. We need more of you to teach and learn from our wonderful children. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Lucas Jaeger, and I have been a part of three important parts of religious education here. I have been a student, I have been a teacher, and I have been a leader. For many years, I have been a student in the program, through which I have learned some very important things about myself and the world around me. This year, I helped my mom, along with several other teachers to teach the first and second grade class. Additionally, I became the first youth to serve on the Childhood Spiritual Development Committee, the group that makes many of the decisions regarding religious education here at USG. All three of these experiences have taught me valuable life skills that have played important parts in making me who I am today. As a student, I learned many important values that I carry with me. In the earlier grades, I learned how important it is to treat everyone equally and care for all people and the world around us. In building bridges, I learned about many other faiths and how important it is to get to know people from different faith backgrounds. In coming of age, I learned how I became the person I am now and built many strong friendships along the way. This year, in OWL, I learned about relationships and how to treat other people. The most important part of these classes were the teachers. From Audrey in first grade to Eric, Treva, Lee, and Jason this year, I've had truly awesome teachers who have made these classes fun and memorable. They've taught us songs, organized trips, and stayed up with us until 2 a.m. at the church sleepovers. Thank you. The church is always in need of more teachers like them, though, so if you are interested in teaching a class next year, please make sure to find Jason at the picnic after the service. This was my first year teaching, and teaching the first and second grade class was a great experience. It helped me improve my teaching skills, learn more about how children think, and showed me just how funny kids can be. Crap. Sorry. I encourage any teenagers listening to this to consider teaching a class next year. It's so much fun, and you'll learn a lot about yourself and Unitarian Universalism. Finally, this was my first year serving as a member on the Childhood Spiritual Development Committee. I've learned quite a lot about how the religious education program works at USG, and I hope I have provided interesting insight on how our youth think about religious education here. It's been a great experience, and I am excited to start my second year on the committee this fall. Finally, I'd like to thank everyone out there who has been a part of the Childhood Spiritual Development Program here at USG. It has truly shaped me as a person, and that's because of all of you, my classmates, my teachers, my fellow members of the committee. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I'm Georgianne Harden Fong, and I'm the new girl. And many of you may be sitting there knowing what that feels to be the new person. So far, you've heard stories of just overwhelmingly wonderfulness of what goes on in the classroom. And maybe you're thinking, I could never do that. Boy, these guys really know what they're doing. But remember that it didn't start out that way. We all walked in the beginning and we weren't sure. But there's people here who love you already, who love that you want to be a part of this. And it's such a pure love in the classroom with the children. They are so knowledgeable. And sometimes when you're in the classroom, you forget, or I am, I could speak for myself, I forget I'm supposed to do something now. I'm so enthralled with what's going on with the classroom, and with what the children are talking about, and I'm learning. And I'm learning from my fellow teachers. Now, you have to know that I've taught third grade, and I've been an administrator and all kinds of stuff in education for years. And yet, I came in knowing that I really needed to come in and just be the person who was learning. Sharon and I worked together, and it was such an honor to be part of the church and feel really part of this congregation just by doing 45 minutes on a Sunday. Believe me, in 45 minutes, it's the best 45 minutes sometimes I have the whole week. I encourage you to think seriously about joining us. know that the new girl could do it. I'm new here to the congregation. I'm new to this philosophy, except for I am an old hippie too. But you can do it. And another thing I want to say is the workshops that we have together to help us are brilliant. So come and join us in this. Don't be afraid. We'll guide you. And it's only 45 minutes. And you don't always have to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning if you're hanging out with the first and second graders. We don't have those late night things, but they are available to you, and you'll want to do that. That's what's going to happen. You're going to want to do more. So take that first step. Thank you.
So I want to start this section with a little mea culpa confession. I've been a little cranky for a number of months. And around here, possibly the person who's been most exposed to it or suffered from it is Jason Bender. And I realize from doing my own spiritual work and self-reflection that it's because I've been grieving. This is real. I'm not being facetious. I'm grieving the loss of a colleague and a friend. So I've been sad. And sometimes when you're sad, the shield that goes up, because sad is too hard sometimes, is mad. So once in a while, I think I've been mad at Jason. But listen, this is a beautiful thing for a church family because Jason and his wonderful wife, Lindsay, are following their hearts. They're going, they're selling all their so much of their stuff. They're leaving their jobs, and they're going to travel and live around the globe for many years and experience culture. So we're thrilled. Of course, like 79% of us are jealous. And we just wish you the best. You have meant so much to this community for 2 short years. You've made a high impact storytelling capacity. The man really touches hearts. The quick true story. Person coming out of surgery is really having a rough time. I talked to the person on the phone. She said, "Tell Jason I'm singing Pete the Cat all the time." You remember this Pete the Cat story. The Christmas plays, with help of others, including Janet, Jason had the stage set for The Grinch. It was so beautiful. He put his carpentry skills to work. We've had two off-the-hook 4 o'clock Christmas Eve plays. Then you get to some stuff that can be boring but is absolutely essential, implementing the safe congregation policy. We work with everything we have to make sure every person in any program we have in our buildings is safe in every way. Jason is one of the leaders in implementing it, and he does it with diligence because he knows it's critical. He gives direct time with people. This is one that goes unseen a lot. I know a lot of families and a lot of people that have been touched by one-on-ones with him, with their children. Some people say, "Oh my gosh, he'd be a great therapist if he went into training." True. Great mentor, hanging with my kids, true. Touching lives all the time. This year has been one of our best high school groups, YRUU, Jamie's nodding, in many, many years. We have our youth coming in on Sunday night to be in the church doing healthy, positive program and relationship building. And that's a pivot to the last thing I want to say. Jason can talk to you about pedagogy and child development. He could be like the filibuster guy in the Senate. He can talk about it for a long time, and he's very excited about it. He reads books for fun that very few people would read for fun.
It's true.
About philosophy, pedagogy, and child development. And I'm saying that's one of the things I was cranky to him about, by the way. But he lives it.
The dialogue group on Thursday night is really meaningful. This guy, yes. And this guy has dialogue with you. This is my closing thought. When Jason is present with you, meaning when you're together, he's with you. He's not on his phone. He is looking in your eyes. This is what he's done with teachers. This is what he's done with kids. This is what he's done with visitors. And he is there. And in today's world, it's not super common, and it's high value. So he is not, this is another word, you know, why I'm cranky. He's not going to be here. He's not going to be present. You're going to be here in spirit and in our hearts, and we wish you and Lindsay the best, and you've made a mark here. Your love will be alive with us, and your influence is going to move on with us. So thank you so much for all you've done for this church.
So this is the part of the service where I get to say a few words of goodbye. I've celebrated many accomplishments during my time at USG, and not a single one of them has been done in isolation. In that sense, I cannot really take credit for anything that has been done over the past 2 years. What I can say is that I have been part of something that to me feels very special and speaks to the interconnectedness of this community and of our world. A few examples of this come to mind. Treva Berger and I facilitated the coming of age class last year. This was a learning curve for both of us because we decided to go a bit rogue, which I'm beginning to see is a reoccurring theme in my life. Anyway, we decided to rework the curriculum to make it explicitly a rite of passage program. I learned a great deal from our trials and errors and successes that we enjoyed, and I will certainly use this understanding in future work. I think you will find that our coming of age program here at USG will continue to evolve as a unique rite of passage experience for our youth. Treva and I also co-taught the high school OWL class this year with Eric Foster and Lee Meineke. I will just say this. It takes a courageous person to sit in a room for 2 hours straight and facilitate conversations on human sexuality with high school youth every other Sunday. Eric and Lee, I honor your courage, and I am thankful for the relationships that have grown out of that experience. Kira Baker Doyle and I developed a series of teacher workshops during the past 2 years that introduced educational philosophy, pedagogy, and holistic theories of human development to CSD volunteer teachers. This, in my opinion, is a crucial piece of CSD programming, since most of our volunteer teachers are not professional educators. These teacher workshops are unique to USG, and I don't know of any other church that offers their volunteer teaching teams this kind of support. Yet I cannot imagine a religious education program without such a crucial component. I am confident these will continue as I move on. I've also had the pleasure of working with Ryan Hurd, the new incoming DSD, as both of us are the current youth group advisors. As some of you may know, our youth group is a youth-led program. This means that the curriculum is emergent. Emergent curriculum is when you don't start with a predefined curriculum. Rather, you start with the student. You follow their cues and try to craft an educational space that nourishes their unique needs and talents. For some, this type of situation can be unnerving. For me, I flourish in it. I found that Ryan flourished in it as well, and I believe that this ability to meet children and youth where they are is the true beginning of any educational relationship, and it is the outstanding quality of an educator that cares. Needless to say, I was thrilled to find out that our search committee had voted to hire Ryan Hurd as our next DSD. Ryan and I will be sitting at the CSD sign-up table at the carnival following this service, where you can swing by and meet him. Also, we have a few openings in our CSD teaching team next year for the pre-K, K class, as well as the 4th through 6th grade class. So if you're interested in participating in a richly rewarding USG activity, then please stop by the table for more information on how you could be involved. I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about every adult, youth, and child that I've had the opportunity to work with during my time at USG, and we would likely be here until next Sunday. So I will just say that while I only mentioned a few of you specifically, each and every one of you have touched my heart in a special way. I consider our time together to have been sacred. I consider this time that we have right now to be sacred. May we all begin to recognize or reaffirm that what happens in the CSD program is truly a gift to all that participate in it. I can say this from my own direct involvement. My greatest hope is that the gift that the adult-child relationship has to offer will continue to be recognized in greater depth and in increasing number by the members of this community. I believe that in my time at USG, I've helped to keep alive much of the worthy programming that was established by my predecessors. And I believe I may have also planted a few seeds as well. The program was in good hands when I found it, and it is in good hands as I leave it. Wisdom shows us that all is temporary and life is in constant flux. I am not exempt from this law. With that, I give thanks for the moments that we've shared, and I leave this space feeling deep gratitude toward each and every one of you. My wish is that your lives will be filled with blessings and with peace. Namaste.